Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Mark Price, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we are streaming live. I'm excited to have my next guest join me for a second time on the show. He is Timothy Muffet, who is director of the Lansing Symphony. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you doing?
How are you? I know it's a busy, busy time. There's an exciting concert tomorrow, a Masterworks concert with the Lansing Symphony. Why don't you tell us a little bit about why this one's a little bit special?
Well, this is just some really extraordinary music, Cheryl. We have a harp soloist coming in, and the harp is, of course, just a really fascinating instrument to begin with. But then we've got two pieces that she's playing with us that really explore all the incredible possibilities, musical possibilities of the harp and a symphony orchestra.
Now, this is something you have wanted to do with her specifically for a time. Is that correct?
That's right. Yolanda Condonatis is the harpist, and she is one of the most sought-after harpists in the world today. We're really fortunate to have her coming here, and this the one piece on the program by the Argentine composer Gina Stera is a piece that I've always wanted to share with our audiences because I just know they're going to love it.
Very good. Now, what I did discover is that she has some Michigan roots as well. She attended Interlaken.
That's right. She went to high school in Interlaken.
We love having Michigan connections to everything. Are there still tickets available for this concert, Tim?
Oh, sure. There are tickets available. The it's in the Wharton Center tomorrow night, and that's a big concert hall. So we almost always have some. The earlier you call, the better the seats you're going to get. But we definitely have tickets available. You can visit us online at lansingsymphony.org tonight. The office is closed, but you can always do it on 24/7 online. It's just all the way around. There are other works on the program, too, that are just very, very exciting and really show the orchestra in its best light. And we're looking forward to this program.
Very good. I was talking with someone about that I was going to be speaking with you today, and they asked me, and it was a question I thought I would pose to you since it was asked. They said, well, who makes up the Lansing Symphony? And I thought that might be a good question.
Well, the Lansing Symphony is made up of professional musicians that come from all over the mid-Michigan area. we have people that travel in from Ann Arbor and Flint and just kind of all over, really. Plus, we have many that live right here in the Lansing area as well. They are people who, some of them are faculty at area universities. Some just work the freelance music circuit, so they may play in several symphony orchestras throughout the state. There are several professional orchestras in Michigan within driving distance, so some of our players just make a living by going from orchestra to orchestra. As I said, many are faculty at the area universities, it's kind of a mixed bag. Some teach private lessons in the area and then do some playing on the side. So it's a group of all fully professional musicians that put together a living in a number of different ways.
Obviously a very talented group of musicians. You joined with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra in 2005 and became music director in 2006. But just to give folks a little background, this isn't the only place that you do this. You're back and forth to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with the Baton Rouge Symphony as music director and conductor as well.
That's correct. I go down to Baton Rouge for a week every month. And I've been the music director of that orchestra for 12 years. And what we're always looking for are ways to create synergies between the two organizations. Tomorrow night's concert's a good example. Yolanda Condonatis, the harpist, is also going to play these same pieces with me down in Baton Rouge. So it's an opportunity to create a real wonderful collaboration with the artist.
Absolutely. The community arts, and doing a little reading about you, community arts education has always been a focus of yours, hasn't it, Tim?
Well, it has, and it's fun to look for interesting ways to reach out into arts education. I've been kind of playing around with my, I have a Facebook page I've been doing for almost a year now that is that's along those lines. The postings I put on there are postings that I hope will stimulate interest in musical and artistic things as well. That's my latest venture into arts education.
What upcoming events can we look forward to with the Lansing Symphony?
Well, we've got, of course, tomorrow night at the Wharton Center is the big one coming up this month. Then we have a fabulous Pops program of Motown music in February that we're excited about. we're doing one of our in-school concerts where we bring we're bringing school kids in to hear the orchestra this spring also. We're excited about that and an opportunity to reach the young people of the greater Lansing area. And then we have two more Masterworks programs after this one tomorrow night. So quite a bit still in store for Lansing Symphony patrons.
And people can keep track and find out about these events. Is there a website besides the Facebook page?
Well, I would send people to the lansingsymphony.org for our schedule. And you can track us there. And then my Facebook page is just under my name, Timothy Muffet, if you want to see what's going on in this mind of mine.
It's a great mind. It's a great mind. Well, I'm guessing that the Pops program is a great way through more popular known music, you know, Pops kind of music, to get people involved with the music program and then lead them into some symphony pieces if that's not a familiar area for them.
Well, you know, we really try to, you're exactly right, and we really try to have as broad of an interface with the community as possible. And we want to reach as many people as we can, and even if, so our Pops program is a chance to reach out into an area of listeners that maybe wouldn't think of coming to the symphony. And so we do try to have a very broad and diverse set of offerings.
Well, I know that the Lansing area as well as the Baton Rouge area are lucky to have you, and I think it's kind of nice that we both can share so nicely.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's one of those things that it's very common in my profession for conductors to have more than one orchestra. It is because there's a lot of duplication of effort, and there are many ways also that that we can accomplish things that we wouldn't be able to accomplish otherwise.
Well, go ahead.
You know, a good example is a few years ago we did a piece of music, I was able to get this composer to write this piece for us because I could promise him two performances in two different cities.
There you go. So, there you go. Playtime. Well, Timothy, I'm anxious for the concert tomorrow, and so should all of Lansing be, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
Thank you. Timothy Muffet, the director of the Lansing Symphony. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.